Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
$207 million per year deal. And it's funny because the first paragraph is exactly followed by what you think it should be. It's such a, that's right, $207 million per year.
Like, how many games they play?
You read that correctly. I don't know. But so this is reportedly for a 2.5-year deal, which would be $517 million, 30-month span.
Fuck yeah.
$17.2 million a month to play soccer when you're 36 or however.
Hell yeah, I'm going.
That oil money knows no depth.
What?
Hell yeah, I'm going.
So I guess, like, is Saudi Arabia just going to, like, they're just going to buy all as many athletes as they can?
Yeah. Sure.
And just get them over
there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And I mean, hell yeah.
I guess they got the money to do it.
You got your ass kicked in the Gulf War.
If guys,
how do you
Ronaldo play golf? Too?
How do you battle?
Yeah, I mean, this is live golf of soccer.
Exactly. Now, how do you battle the United States in the what do we call ourselves these days? United Nations. You do it by buying all of our athletes.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he's doing. Well, he's buying all the European athletes.
These oil folks have already done this in European soccer. They just want to do it in their own country.
That's all.
It seems
because what Man City is.
Yeah, Man City is
owned by oil folks.
And since Man City used to be a joke.
Yep.
Like 10 years ago.
And now they are the power in the.
Yeah. Yeah, because they bought everybody.
They bought everybody. Yep. And they have all the money that you could possibly dream of. And
so now, where did he just leave?
What's that?
Christian United. That's what I'm saying. He just left that, right?
Yeah, which was an absolute disaster from the get-go.
Yeah, he should have never went back. But I think that was more or less, because that was his original club, more or less the reunion type shit that never fucking worked out. But 207 mil? Yeah. Like, he don't need no money, but I never said
that.
You can never say you don't need more money. Hell no.
You can't.
And he's going to tear that damn league up.
Yep. And if he wants to, when he's 39 or 40, he can still come play in L.A. and do whatever, you know.
Why would I come play in L.A.?
Because all it is just all you do is continue to expand your brand.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Your brand and your market.
He'll never get into
commercials. That's for the commercials.
Yeah. I mean,
then you just come here and you spend the next – so you play for him for what?
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. And then you spend the next 10 years endorsing whatever – T-Mobile, like Beckham's in all these Doritos commercials or some
shit. Yeah, exactly.
He played for L.A. for 3 years.
Which I think I read he got paid an absurd amount to do that.
With
too.
him and Peyton,
$200 million or something
that
for that.
He got $200 million from
Lays. Some wild shit. I don't know the exact number, but it was a number that I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, he got paid insane money. It hasn't really been disclosed, but he got paid insane money by Qatar to do all those commercials to be like, everything's cool, guys. Yep. Come on over. Like, you know.
Jeez. But yeah, no, Ronaldo's going to be 15 years from now in Fast and Furious 17 with The Rock.
Yeah, sure.
And he'll be playing for LAFC as like a 42-year-old.
I think he's going to buy Man U.
He's going to buy Man U.
I
got
to get pissed.
Man U.
Yeah, it could go own Man U.
Oh, that would be funny. So that's it.
It's like incomprehensible, the money that's being thrown around in these, in like that. Like, that $207 million for a season would blow whatever the next highest athlete makes for a season out of the water by like double.
Yep.
Wouldn't it? Like,
Who would be, there was no, what athlete is close to that?
I don't know.
A season?
I don't know.
It would have to be a European soccer player.
I guess I don't know.
I really don't. It was probably Messi's last contract, off the top.
Because like the highest paid single season American athlete right now is probably an NBA player, right? Like Steph Curry will probably make like $60 million next year.
Yeah, they're in that
like
50
that.
Plus upwards of 60, and they'll keep climbing. But yeah, but what that does too is, you know, you sign a guy like Ronaldo who's in his twilight, who's a star and all those things, and then it's like.
Because the dude can still play.
If you're the 24-year-old kid who like is the next superstar, or even younger than that, maybe 20 or 18 or whatever, like. Why not, he's going to look and go, oh, I can make $300 million here real quick. Like, right. My life's just set if I go play here for a few years. So it's going to be crazy if it continues into, like, other sports as well. Like we said, you know, soccer, obviously the golf thing. But it'll be interesting if they're just like, let's play baseball.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's get a basketball team over here.
Yeah. So,
I'm
yeah,
sure they have.
Kind of. I mean,
leagues that just aren't
playing in UAE, and like, you know, yeah, it's already kind of sprinkling over
had
there.
Preseason
so.
Games in
and
Dubai.
Basketball is an international game in that sense too. Nothing like soccer, but you know, much bigger than like a football or.
But the reason it has been is because they've done stuff like that, right? They've taken it globally, and they've had stars from other countries, but they've gone and spent a lot of resources in other countries to put it there, which is kind of what the NFL is trying to do. There just isn't the infrastructure.
Yeah,
you're just not growing up playing football the way that you can here.
Speaking of countries and international and all that, we'll dive into the World Cup stuff. But and this is like an ignorant question on my part. Why can't the Netherlands decide on one name for their country? Is it Holland? Is it the Netherlands? What's the difference? Can we decide on one? Can we land on one?
No. You know? I think Holland's more like a state. Netherlands is the country.
Well, but it's referred to as both.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Yeah. I don't know either. But I don't.
Amsterdam is a city in Holland.
Right. Yes. Amsterdam's right. That's right.
Which is part of the Netherlands.
That's a place in the country.
Exactly. So wouldn't that make sense? That.
But you could also say Amsterdam is in the Netherlands and Amsterdam is in Holland.
Yep.
But that's is that all like true. Like Atlanta is in Georgia and Georgia is in the United States?
That's what I.
Or is Holland and the Netherlands the same thing?
I'm 98% sure Holland and Netherlands is the same thing.
Okay.
But they just. And I don't know why one is called one
either.
And why one is called
I'll
the other.
I'll tell you what gets me and makes it very hard for me to understand who they are as a people is why are they Dutch? Because that doesn't sound like Holland. Like if you're from Italy, you're Italian, right?
Yeah.
If you're from the United States, you're American.
Yep.
If you're from Canada, you're Canadian. If you're from the Netherlands,
you should be Netherlandian.
You're Dutch. I think they're just selfish.
Yeah.
Or
let's pick one,
I think they're just selfish assholes and they want to have a bunch of nicknames.
That
so
could be
from
it.
Holland, would you be a
Hollandese?
Hollandaise sauce?
Hollandica? Something? I don't know.
But you guys know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen it written both ways, and I'm
Hollander? Hollander? I don't
know. And also, the Netherlands sounds like an area from, like, a fantasy movie.
The Netherlands is...
here we go.
A country in northwestern Europe.
Okay.
Its capital is Amsterdam.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right. The Netherlands consists of 12 provinces, but many people use Holland when talking about the Netherlands. The two provinces of Noord and Zuid Holland together are Holland. So Holland is two of the 12 provinces, but people often just refer to the Netherlands as Holland.
So it's actually the Netherlands.
It's the Netherlands.
Okay. So the Holland is like the main part of the Netherlands, which also Amsterdam is located in there, and then there's 10 other provinces.
It's also very like Ohio State.
Thank you very much for clearing that up, because I was very confused, like genuinely.
It's very Ohio State of them, though, to be the Netherlands. You know what I mean? Like what country is that besides them? Like, is there another country called
Ohio State? So
they're not
are they
the Netherlands on maps, but they are too.
They
are referred to as the Netherlands.
They're not very good.
It's just
kind of
it's just Netherlands on maps.
It's just Netherlands.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we just call it the Netherlands.
Yeah, we call it
the
Netherlands.
It sounds better linguistically.
Yeah.
Huh.
And what's crazy is that you know Curaçao is a Dutch.
Yes, it is.
Province of the just like.
Yeah, the Dutch have some sprinkles around.
Which is why on
the
Netherlands.
Yeah, they were colonizing.
Yeah.
On the Netherlands baseball team, where you will find Xander Bogaerts.
Right, they play for the Netherlands.
I did like
Ozzie Albies.
Why haven't they had to get all the other shit was colonized too, and now those folks have gotten their independence. Like why can't Curaçao be independent?
Just like Puerto Rico, because Puerto Rico is a province of the United States, but they have their own national team.
Every island down there at some point was colonized by European country, for the most part. Not all of them.
And they're all different ones, too. It's still crazy. Yeah.
Well,
you know?
Wasn't Jamaica Irish or something like that? Isn't a ton of Irish people in Jamaica?
I don't know.
That sounds cool.
I thought they were England because there were so many Jamaican people live in London and all those shits. So.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So from all the shit
I've heard, Portugal had the Brazil influence. Like a lot of their main language is Portuguese,
right? And then every other country was Spain.
Yeah,
like a lot of the gangsters and everything in London and everything. When they're on the run, they go to Jamaica because that's where all their people are. So that's what I always thought it was that. But yeah,
interesting.
I don't be knowing all that shit.
Well, have you ever been to any of the South American countries at all?
As far as
just in general, just to visit. Just
they went to Rio. We went to Rio.
Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah. We went for the carnival.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Okay.
Were you a single man at the time?
I was.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Good for you.
Yes, I was. It's cool.
You got any Brazilian children, maybe?
No, I do not. That's cool. One thing. You gotta
watch your back.
There are certain things that you know before you go down there, because you don't go down there without talking to people who's been there. And so they know, they got people down there. So we went down, and so they had everything set up we had this villa that was right there on the beach. We had security that was already there. We were there for 6 days. We gave him $1,000, and that's between five of us. And, you know, so then he was on our shot back. He took us. He knew where everything was. But the weirdest thing is, like one of my boys, he was married, and we were surprised she let him come. He wasn't coming back, dog.
He was going to stay.
Yeah, she put it on him.
He fell in love.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah, she put it on him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she put it on him.
Oh, okay.
And, the last day, this motherfucker was in his room, in the villa in his room, I ain't going back. What the fuck are you talking about, dog? You got
you mean to your family?
Unless we
he
just married? Well, you don't have to go into it.
Yeah, basically like, so, you stay in a couple more days. All right, cool, no problem. I mean, we'll see if we get an extension. He was like, no, I'm not coming back. Because she was laying in the bed next to him. And
he's like, you see this right here?
Dude, and so we're sitting hey, bro. Don't do this, man.
That must have been magical.
Dude, she was so bad, though. Yeah, she was bad. But that's when I fell in love with the tan blonde and that thing on long tan line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's unreal. But no, the carnival was cool. Just too many fucking people. Mm. But because that's one thing we tried to do was go to all the carnivals down there. Because, Trinidad and Jamaica. And we tried to do all those different things. But, the one thing about those countries, man, you go the wrong fucking way, you getting fucked up.
How did you go about finding the security guard to pay? How did you guys find that person that you felt like you could kind
of
trust?
Because somebody else, one of our old teammates, he went down there and he knew that.
When we go to Jamaica,
we got a guy that we got from our friends that we go down there, because going through customs in Jamaica is a fucking shit show.
Okay.
It'll take you an hour and a half. He meets you at the gate. Get your bags, take you all the way to the front of customs. So you just got to know people who's been there.
Yeah.
And then they usually have a guy.
Okay.
And then you call him. We paid him. Donna gave him $50. Took us all the way through. Call him when we got back to the airport to come back home. Got us all the way through. So, yeah, if you know somebody that knows people over there, you'll be fine. That's but don't go over that motherfucker on a whim like,
no, don't know shit.
Because you get fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking for people.
I know better than that.
Yeah.
They're looking for people that get a little sideways.
Yeah, because, like, we go to Trinidad. Like, Varon's from Trinidad. So he got his brothers and cousins over there. So we get there, they take care of us and all that. But, yeah, don't go over there fucking around by yourself.
Yep. I've seen Varon twice randomly.
Yeah,
both times at the PGA Superstore, man.
He loves
golfing.
Oh, he looks like he got better. Like the first time we played after he got his lessons, he was sorry as hell. But he looked so good playing though.
He's that golf gear guy.
Oh, dude,
but you can tell he's just in. He's in on it. He was getting some clubs fixed or some re-grips or something.
Golf gear.
He has nothing to do but play golf. That's all him and Charles do. They play golf all fucking day.
That sounds awesome.
They have nothing to do.
Life goals right there.
Yeah,
I don't want anything to do but golf.
It's so funny because I remember like 10 years ago, like, you know, you just, like, not that you put your mind there, but like, what do you do when you retire? Like, what do these people do? And now that I'm like, you know, mid-30s or whatever, I'm just like, I'm going to play golf every day as much as I want.
Well, the great thing about Brian,
when I retire.
Great thing about Brian is he leaned into the retirement style of play early too. Like, Brian's a punch shot with a hybrid guy from
I joke that with my friends all the time. I'm like, when we're in our mid-50s, I've been working on this thing for 25 years.
Really? You've got the retirement game already.
Yeah, like, I'm
going to
be an elite old man golfer.
You are. You already are an elite old man golfer.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
It is.
It just seems like it's a lot of fun. I just playing golf every day. Like, they play every day.
The main thing is it's a great way to get outside and you're hanging outside and you feel like you're doing something.
Man, I guess outside drink beer feel the same way.
I know, but then you ride around in a car.
And
then
you got to ride around in a car.
You can drink beer while playing.
And I can be barefoot and barefooted.
And you can do that in golf.
Barefooted if you wanted.
I have a friend who golfs barefoot quite frequently.
It's a good training practice for balance.
What did I hear this morning about motherfuckers? They walk around barefooted. They call it earthing.
Earthing.
Oh, what there's a name for it now.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just call it being barefoot.
I call it being barefoot. They call it earthing. And you know they call that shit out there with my wife from out there in California. They're a bunch of weird motherfucking people.
Yeah.
They are. They just make up stuff.
But is there more to it than that? Or is
they
it just
feel like
barefoot?
They get the earth's like chemicals through your feet.
Oh, like you're more connected to the vibration of the planet or something like that.
There are the people who do like long distance running in certain areas. They have those those shoes that are, you would probably know about this, that are literally like just an extension of your foot kind of a thing. It's just like the cloth. So it's not, you're not barefoot running, but it's supposed to be like in general better for your feet as long as you don't have like an arch issue or something.
If you know how to land, like you got to land.
Okay. If you have like proper running form, basically.
And that's the thing. Like if you could do it and do it technically correctly, then you can run like that. But most people can't. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But there's like this tribe of indigenous people in Mexico that are some mountain community in Mexico that are incredible runners. There's this woman who's competed in a million marathons and she runs in like a dress and like these shoes that they make. They're sandals basically.
Yeah.
And they have it. There's a huge ultra marathon there every single year where people go, it's 100 miles and you run through the mountains and all that. Mm. But like there was this big minimalist running movement like 10 years ago where all these people that had no fucking business trying to do this shit, like you see a big fat guy in some fucking shoes with like the toe holes.
Okay, wasn't it a shoe like that? Because I remember the cats in the locker room were wearing them fucking shoes.
Yeah, people
around.
Have them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden these people are doing it and trying to run and just fucking their legs up.
Oh,
it's like, dude, you can't, you gotta know what you're doing. Like the shoe, you know, for most of us, myself included, who if I'm running a long distance, the shoes are helping me, man. Like if I did that without those shoes on, I'd be in so much pain.
Cashew used to wear them damn, you know what I'm talking about, right? The shoes.
Yeah, with the toe holes.
With the toes.
Yeah,
it's not the toe holes.
But it's like it's got like,
it looked like
each
a
individual
foot.
Toe.
Folks used to wear them.
I saw it too at some point, probably to your point, about 10 years ago, roughly, on Shark Tank. I remember seeing it on Shark Tank as somebody trying, I mean, I'm sure it was just stolen from a different part of the world, and he's like, you know, it's like Earth Shoe, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm seeking for, you know.
I stole
$300,000.
Stole it from them, and I'm going to capitalize on it.
Yeah, and yeah. I want to say you got a deal.
People get caught up in these fads, man.
Dude, it's crazy.
It's so dangerous.
It's like, dude, I mean, okay, look at the commercial, okay? Look at the ad. Look at the person on the ad. Do you look like them?
You do not.
Okay, so it's probably smart that your ass don't get in them damn shoes.
Yeah, you need to go to the Peachtree Running Company or some other local shoe company. Get on their treadmill.
Yes.
They'll tell you how fucked up you're
getting. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. You pronate, whatever it is. Everybody runs shitty because he probably just started running.
Yeah.
And they'll get you some shoes that'll help you not hurt as much.
Oh,
and then as you get better and less fat or whatever, like, and run more, then they can upgrade you, whatever. And maybe someday you can get to those little thin soles, but don't start there. You're going to do is get shin splints or like a micro fracture or something like that.
I just thought those type of shoes were for people that wanted to wear shoes at like the water park.
Right, they look like aqua socks.
Yeah,
that's what they look like.
That's what I would think that. That's the only place I would wear
that
those.
Is what
and that
they
sounds
look like
they'd be great.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure they'd
beach.
Be great.
Yeah, you know, so you don't step on a sea
urchin. It
does
seem like it'd be useful for like, if you were just kind of chilling on vacation or whatever, and you wanted just something to have where you're walking on the road maybe for a minute, and you're not like hot asphalt if you're walking.
I would
around,
never
like,
in my life do that.
It was just funny, like, because it was really hot like 10 years ago.
Dude, I
would
get that.
And you'd be out there, and it's just like a guy who's like, you know, he's built like a 47-year-old dad, and it's like, dude, you're about
because he thinks he's cool as hell
you're
too.
You're about to have some shin splints.
He's a guy that like goes shopping, like goes out doing a honey-do list and wears tights up under his shorts like he's working out, but just that's just an outfit.
Christ.
That shit throws me off every time. Like
dress like Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, like what the hell? Like, oh, you working out? Nah, man.
Just running some errands.
Just running some errands, looking like your ass ready to go hoop.
Yeah,
you know, like oh man, that should
work out.
That
shit
got to be ready to hoop.
That shit is so weird.
Got my thermals on. It keeps my body flow circulating.
That shit is so weird. When I watch, when I see cats like that, just walk around.
So we did the Christmas tree lighting last night at Smyrna.
Oh
Market
yeah,
Village.
I saw you tweeting about Marco holding
it
down.
It was cool. They do a really good job. Marco, I didn't even know Mark was emceeing it. Marco,
he emcees almost everything for the city of Smyrna.
Yeah, he's the mayor of Smyrna de facto.
Yeah.
And so he was emceeing it, which was great, which made it even better. Obviously, he does such a good job with that kind of stuff. But Santa was late.
Oh Jesus!
Santa was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, and everyone did their best, I'm sure. But like, if you tell a crowd of 1,000 parents and small children that Santa's going to be there at 7, Santa's got to fucking be there at 7. Like, it's tough because the whole shit started at like 5, and there's like vendors and Christmas music and all kinds of stuff for little kids, and it was cool, but like, you know,
they're watching their watches.
Trying to keep a 2-year-old engaged for 2 hours.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just telling them Santa's going to be here is a task. And then it gets to 7, and everyone's like, finally, thank God. And then Mark gets on the microphone, and he's like, okay, so there's been a traffic jam in the North Pole, which is a great way to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, to tell that group of people that Santa's going to be 10 to 15 minutes late is a tough bit of news to have to deliver. But Mark did such a good job of it. He still got everyone he's such a good MC. Like, people still were fired up and ready to go and all that. And then, like, eventually Santa showed up. He, like, the fire truck had him in the in the ladder. So he went up to the top of this Christmas tree, probably 40 feet high, and he sprinkled some Santa dust on it. I don't know what that would be, but whatever magic dust Santa has. Yeah. And the lights turned on and people went nuts. It was great. They did a really good job.
That's awesome.
Did he have to climb the ladder?
Lily loved it.
Or did they erect the ladder with him on it?
Yeah, they did. He went in it.
So it's like him flying through the sky kind of?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would rather do that than actually have to climb up the damn ladder.
And then she saw him. She was like, Santa! Full on Buddy the Elf. And then so this morning she was talking about it again. She was like, Santa, ladder. It was like, yeah, Santa was on the ladder. She's like, he was high.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I want to see Santa again. And it's like, all right, so we've seen Santa Saturday at the Christmas tree farm, delivered the letter, Saturday night at the Christmas parade in Blue Ridge, and then what was last night? Tuesday night at the Christmas tree lighting in Smyrna. Now she just thinks like she's going to just see
Santa all the time. Yeah.
So now we got to look at the schedule.
He'll be at the battery.
See if he's around.
Times.
Is he going to be around on Saturday?
What they've done
to go see Santa again.
In years past, and I'm sure they'll do it again, they have a Santa's post office set up at the battery where you can just walk up in there and see Santa, and they give you like a little Christmas tree ornament, and you can take a picture with them and whatnot. And you can, oh, and you take your Christmas list to them, they'll mail it off for you to the North Pole. So you can do that.
Yeah, she's been, like her mom, my wife,
goes in.
Is a she's a full blown Christmas.
She has it. Wait till she, because Donna used to use that for Samson when he was a little younger than he is now, and it would be like, "Hi Santa, hi Samson," and he would like lose his fucking mind.
Oh,
dude,
you got to tell me what app this is.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, she has this app. She said, "I don't know." If she probably does because she keeps all her fucking apps. But it was like, "Hi Samson, this is Santa."
Oh my god,
are you being a good boy?
Dude, that would blow
dude,
her mind.
He would like. Like, eyes be big and everything. Like, I just remember, tomorrow's fucking December 1st. I got to go get fucking gifts for this damn Secret Santa shit. What the fuck am I going to do?
I don't know. God, today after work?
Because last year she did a good job because she went and got this Lego Snowland that had 25 parts to it.
Perfect.
And so
one
every
day.
Day, every one a day. And,
brilliant.
Well, I didn't think about that shit.
Yeah. You know, that app's pretty cool. I've seen, we had like a book done for my niece and nephew. So it's like, Santa's narrating the book, kind of towards them, which
very
is pretty
savvy.
Cool. So, and then I thought when you started to talk, I thought you were going to talk about that tracker app.
Fuck that's, that.
Don't do that one.
Do not.
Because that's
ever.
How they don't go to sleep.
Do not ever get
because
that
Santa's always
app.
Somewhere.
Right.
Dude. Santa's in Brazil.
Right.
Then he's in Australia.
Right.
All of a sudden he's in Canada. He's getting close.
Santa can't come unless you're asleep, though.
Yeah, good point.
Dude.
That's,
can't come unless you're
asleep. Dude. Fuck
don't
that app.
That one you can and that one you can avoid.
I'm dead.
Like other stuff you can't.
Okay.
Dude. Avoid that one.
I will avoid
that. There is an app where you can get text messages from Santa too.
I don't care. Do not download no Santa Tracker.
Santa Tracker, don't do it. Okay.
Don't do it.
Let them watch it on like the news or something, or maybe still show it on
go
the
to bed.
Yeah.
Take your head to bed.
Get that one more thing on the app that says time to go to sleep. Or I won't come.
Something like that, dog.
It's just funny because, like, obviously we've done all the Christmas stuff. My wife's nuts about Christmas. All the Christmas decorations are out of the attic. The house is turning into a winter wonderland. And last night, like, I sing her some songs every night before bed when I
play
the
guitar.
No,
with the guitar.
Just there's a couple little. No, I haven't got the guitar. That'd be a nice touch though. Last night she wanted Christmas songs, so. It's just fully turning everything Christmas at the house.
What's the playlist from you singing them?
What did we do last night? We did, because some of these Christmas songs, like if you do them in the style of like Nat King Cole or Bing Crosby,
they're great.
That's a great, but it's soothing. That's a nice,
sure.
That's a nice bedtime song.
Yeah.
So I did like White Christmas.
Yeah.
Did that.
Sure.
Got my crooner voice out, you know.
Wow.
Did the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
That's the best one.
I did that when she was asleep by the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah,
do Silent Night, but you got to hit Eddie Kendrick's verse.
I listened to them the other day.
Yeah.
And when I was cleaning up a little bit. And they make Christmas songs sexy. Like, it's crazy. Like Silent Night, when they start harmonizing in the background, it's like,
this is different. This
Merry
is Valentine's
Christmas.
Day music.
It's not going to be silent for long.
Yeah.
Like,
Temptations.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
Who is the bass?
Oh, Blue.
Good God.
Yeah.
Like no one's ever had a bassier bass than him.
Yeah.
He goes way down there. That's great.
Great.
That album's incredible.
Yeah.
What a great Christmas.
And then
album.
Toss in some DMX Christmas to keep everybody on their toes.
Spice it up.
I laugh every year.
It is going to be funny. I think it comes out. I think you did the story on it on the back page at some point, but that what a great idea. Jason Kelsey and a couple other Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas
it was pretty
album.
Fun. Yeah, it was
but
pretty fun.
Like a week of Christmas.
Yeah, releasing it only a couple days before. They played a clip or two, I think, on Sunday night game reference to that. But, oh, man, what a great idea. what a fun thing. So I imagine more people will kind of like copy that. And
let's hope
that. So.
Just break away from traditional shit. For Christmas is the kind of stuff.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun with it for sure.
Something different.
Speaking of which,
you gotta listen to it for an entire.
Breaking away from traditional stuff. This is one thing we just gotta stop as a fad. Is that Yoda? Okay, I thought it was the Grinch for a second. That doesn't. Anyways, I don't know. Have you guys seen the thing with this Grinch murder Christmas movie?
Yes.
What?
Is it like
that? Yes. Sounds excited. He's
it's like
person.
It's like Winnie the Pooh.
Is it like that Winnie Pooh?
Yes.
It's like that Winnie Pooh.
Same thing.
Stop making.
There's also going to be a Pinocchio in it.
Can we stop making children's characters into horror movies?
Why?
Have a fucking original idea. You know, don't take the little.
There are no original ideas anymore.
Also, yes, there are. It's just going to scare kids, man. Like, that seems like a bad idea.
It's so dumb. I hate it. I hate it so much.
My question is, why does everything have to be murder now?
Well, like, if horror movies are big at the moment.
Well, because you take everything. Murder podcasts. They do these things about
people love it.
I know, but isn't that?
That's why.
I know, but like.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Fuck people. People love terrible shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I know, but like, we're catering. I don't know. Like, this is a bigger conversation about other stuff. We talk about clicks and stuff
Sex,
all the time.
Murder sells.
I know. It does. But it's just scary. Like,
it is.
No, it is.
The
most
direction that we're headed, yes. But we've always been headed down that path.
I know we always have. You know? But it's like anything that's murdery, anything related
biggest
to murder.
Netflix series now, like, the entire year was Jeffrey Dahmer.
To that point, like, I know. The world is so dark and there's so many bad things going on and all that stuff. Let's make Winnie the Pooh and the Grinch just happy things.
Can some of the stuff still be wholesome?
And Winnie the Pooh that you show your 3-year-old can still be the happy thing.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh that you show
until
now
they're
with
12
your
20s. And then they
would
flip
you let
that
your
one
daughter
on?
Go to see that? Would you Winnie the Pooh gets murdered?
Yeah.
Not until she's like old enough to see R-rated movies.
Oh, okay.
When she's no longer like, yeah, but oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
She's
going to
find that
now. Okay, all right.
Your sweet little Olivia is going to find that when she's 12 and she's going to be horrified.
When she's 12, it'll be fine.
All right.
Will it?
Yes. 12's a lot for Grinch killing folks.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It just worries me. It just all
like,
kind
you
of
gonna try
to
keep hurt. You're going to try. Well, you should. Keep your child a child as long as possible.
Yeah, as long as possible.
Long
as possible.
Get
I don't have
freaking
control
you know,
over that, really.
Yeah,
she's out in the real world.
I got homies that, like, dude, what the fuck? He's like 14.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. I don't want to lie to her in shelter. I don't want. The last thing I want is my child to be sheltered.
Yeah, let him grow
the
fuck up.
I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about, like,
people.
Consumers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is it about serial killers
people
that has
and twisted,
people
man.
so happy? Like, it's so weird.
Because people want to know.
That's the worst.
People want to get inside the brain of somebody like that. That's why they want to watch the docuseries on, well, what makes a person want to do that?
Yeah, I'm all for those. I'll admit, I'm a sucker for those too. But it's just the, like, let the little kid stuff be little kid stuff for me. That's how I am, you know.
But it's still little kid stuff. Like, you don't have to show Winnie the Pooh murders Eeyore and eats him to your 3-year-old.
But can't somebody else just murder someone?
Yeah. Like,
well, they've done that, though.
Oh.
Like,
so this is like the next thing. It's like shock. Like, we're talking about it, I guess. Yeah. So it's like shocking to make a cuddly character into a murderer.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a whole new genre. But to your point, there's Pinocchio. They're going to come out with all the different ones. Like
Deadly Night? I can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah. What is that?
It's Homeboy from Stranger Things.
Violent Night. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen
where it's Santa Claus.
Santa
I guess
killing
I don't,
folks.
The premise is
like, why do we need Santa killing people?
Because he's never done it. We've never seen that before. All we see is sweet, wholesome Santa.
Now that one's like, a little bit different because it's like it's not.
It's a rated R movie, and you know. But being back to the Grinch thing, like if the Grinch really hated Christmas and really hated this town, he would go in there killing folks. He wouldn't just steal our Christmas trees.
Jeez, man.
Like, this is what we've needed.
But Winnie the Pooh.
We need this shit?
Did Winnie the Pooh ever give you any indication that he was going to murder anyone?
Winnie the Pooh.
Christopher Robin never left his ass in the forest either.
Winnie the Pooh walked around with no drawers on.
He was already a perv.
Exactly. He's already a fucking perv.
He's a murderer.
Why? That's true. There's a big jump between murderer and pervert. Yeah. Why does Elmo's parents wear clothes?
But his ass is
and
out there.
Elmo's walking around stark naked with his little monster dick out. Or whatever, genitals.
exactly.
This one really
that's
got off the rails.
What the hell just fucking happened?
This one really got off the rails.
Like, wouldn't you love to see
things.
A rated R version of Sesame Street?
No!
Absolutely not.
No!
No, I wouldn't. You're the only person in the room that wants to see
that. Why are we showing this show that has a crackhead? All right, you have a guy on acid. You have a homeless dude
because
sleeping
that's
in
a
trash
representation
can.
Of life.
It's
there
real,
are crackheads.
It's real
there's
life.
A person on
but
acid.
They don't treat each other like, hey, ABC 1, 2, 3.
But maybe
no,
we should.
That's not reality.
The thing I like about the Grinch not being a murderer and just being a Grinch and a grump is he was redeemed in the end. Like, at the end of it, they forgave him for being so shitty.
And his heart grew 3 sizes.
And then they brought
because
him into
were
the...
Because people so mean to him when he was little.
Because he had trauma as a child.
And now this one, he's just murdering
folks. If you murder somebody, you go to prison.
Yeah.
You don't get to come to family
where
dinner.
Where you get rehabilitated.
Or you
and
get
redeemed.
But yeah, like, to the point of this whole conversation, the two biggest Christmas movies coming out this year are Santa murdering folks and the Grinch murdering folks.
No, I don't know if the Grinch murdering folks movie, it's from that B-Squad that made the, I think it's from the same people.
Yeah, but that's all, it's those two, these are the movies right now. Those two, Black Panther and Avatar, those are your options for movies. right? Can we throw in a fucking comedy? Can we laugh a little bit?
Well, that's the one. Gosh. About the one that that we were talking about earlier in the week. The what is it? A Spirited. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's positive.
It's
a positive movie.
I would much rather watch Spirited again than watch The Grinch kill people.
Yeah,
like for me personally.
And again, you're right. It's tough.
You're a dark motherfucker.
Long.
Look, that's more of a reality of the world that we live in than this fairy tale bullshit. Fairy tales are good for kids.
You're probably right.
But the reality is the world that we live in is more of somebody dressing up like Friday 3, Friday after next. That's more reality of somebody dressing up as Santa Claus and coming and stealing your Christmas presents than somebody, you know.
Yeah, somebody robbed Smyrna Market Village, actually, for their decorations.
Yeah.
$10,000 worth of Christmas decorations.
You know what? That person's looking forward to the Grinch movie.
You need to have a tree fall on your damn foot.
You know what a dickhead you are to steal Christmas decorations
from Smyrna Market Village.
Yeah, from a place where we're
balls too.
Yeah. Also, like, it's like big stuff. Are you just going to put it in your yard?
What are you going to do with that? Yeah, it's not like anybody's not going to notice.
I don't know.
Don't steal stuff. Don't have little
don't kill
young kids characters murder people. And let's make some happy movies. It's okay to have a little bit of balance out there.
And Elmo should probably put some pants on.
Put some pants on. And you guys, you put some pants on too. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.